When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 43 for the high today. Is there anyone who's terrified of disciplining your own kid in public because you're worried someone watching is going to judge you?
Yeah.
We got an anonymous message from a mom who says she places the blame on other people in society for her teenager being out of control.
Yikers.
What's the tea?
Mom says, I don't even know where to start. I feel like I'm trapped as a parent. I can't discipline my own kid anymore without worrying about what everyone else thinks. If I raise my voice in public, people stare. If I correct him at school, I'll get an email. If a neighbor sees me saying no too firmly, I have to worry about maybe the police being called or me ending up on social media. Forget it. Everyone's filming everything, and I swear half the parents are just waiting for a chance to post how awful I am. So instead of correcting my son in the moment, I let things slide. I say we'll talk about it later. I bargain. I negotiate. I explain things 5 times instead of just saying no. And now my kid knows it. He pushes more. He talks back more. He rolls his eyes because he knows I won't actually do anything in public. He knows there are no real consequences when other people are around. I feel like society has made parents afraid to parent. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone's watching, and somehow I'm the bad guy if I don't handle everything calmly, quietly, and perfectly. So thanks, everyone. My kid is out of control because of you.
Oh, please.
So yes, I'll say it. I blame the culture. I blame social media, and I blame the fact that parents are scared of being labeled too harsh or toxic. How is anyone today supposed to parent? Because I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. I came in from an anonymous mom who wanted us to get her message across, and we just did. Anyone think this mom has a point where she says it's society's fault that her kid is out of control and pushes boundaries? 585-252-9800. You can call or send us a message on the text line.
I think they definitely play a role and they play a hand in it, but I don't think they're solely to blame. I think it's a 50-50 split. I think they see what they see online or throughout the schools with their peers, and they see how those kids treat others. But at the same time, those kids are treating people that way because their parents are lacking parental skills.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree that, yes, there's cameras everywhere today, which probably makes it a very scary place when it comes to disciplining your kid in public. However, can you blame everyone else?
No, you have to take some accountability.
Where is the accountability? And he might act out in public, but what's that mean for him when he gets home and he's behind closed doors? Do you still punish him or just forget it ever happened?
Yeah, I mean,
we were punished.
We were punished.
Oh, yes, sir.
Spanked.
Yes, sirree.
And I would clench my butt cheeks together and hope it hurt him more than it hurt me.
And see, here's the thing, too. Yeah, I would do the same thing. A lot of times, too, kids today, they want to see what they can get away with.
Right.
But I always was punished way harder if I tried pushing the envelope while out in public.
Right.
Then I really got it.
Mm-hmm.
At home, yeah, you're definitely going to get punished. But trying to do it in public, parents today care a lot more. And yes, I agree. It's because everyone has a camera today. Nobody wants to look like the bad guy. So I understand where this mom's coming from at the same time.
Or, God forbid, be accused of abusing your child.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Let's go over to Carly weighing in. Hey, Moose and Breezy. She's actually not wrong. I get it. I mean, I'm always worried when my 13-year-old acts up at the store. People are judging you because they judge you before they even know the situation. And I've started having a code word with my kid. Time out. And that means we leave quietly. And I agree that society definitely makes parents paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy says, blaming everyone is crazy. Kids will push boundaries. Yes, they'll do that no matter what. But part of being a parent is holding the line. You can't tell me your kid is out of control just because of social media. Don't make me laugh.
Yeah. I don't, I think that they're just so much more on edge than they've ever been, and edgier, because their brain is fully consumed with, like, if you think about it, when we grew up, what were we, like, influenced by? We were influenced by, like, our peers, TV, maybe the radio. Now
yeah.
It's like TikTok,
MTV,
Instagram, you know, Twitch,
YouTube, Kardashians.
I don't, you know,
everything.
Discord.
There's so much that you have to just kind of keep your eyes open to, and it's exhausting.
And that's just the internet, not Snapchat, let alone the kids that they surround themselves with who are also on the internet. And their parents have kind of given up on them as well. I think what it comes down to is this mom's like kind of throwing in the towel and giving up and being like, yeah, I don't have it in me. I don't have the fight in me.
I know. And that's the thing. A lot of parents today, I see it all the time. They don't want to discipline in public. I was at Wegmans last week and this kid was going off the rails because he didn't get the candy that he wanted. I was also in that aisle. But,
like
the, but
you're like, I was also throwing a fit because they were out of my candy too. But
the look on that mom's face, you could tell she was biting her tongue. She knew people were around and she so badly just wanted to wring this kid's neck. She didn't do it. She held back. Renee says, yes, amen to this mom. I swear social media has ruined parenting. My daughter sees every gentle parenting post and thinks she can walk all over me. People feel entitled to criticize, so we're scared to actually parent, and it's exhausting. If you guys are just tuning in, we got this anonymous message for parental from a mom who says she blames society, that her kid is out of control. She can't punish him in public because of other people.
You saying things are ruined, though, is like, that's a little bit dramatic, don't you think? A little bit dramatic. And everyone wants to not take accountability. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to pay the extra, whatever it is, to get them into see a counselor or a therapist, or someone who's going to like whip them into shape.
This kid too. I mean, her son's a teen. He sounds like he's old enough to know better. I'll never forget. I must have been 8 years old. My dad took me for a haircut, and I remember I had an attitude that day. But I was sitting on the coffee table in the salon. And he said, get up and come sit down in the chair. And I looked right at him and didn't move.
Oh.
Just ignored him. No. He asked me again. That was the last time. Because once I got home, that was the last time I did that. Parents do not like being embarrassed in public.
No, they do not.
Rick says, I'm sorry, but this is pathetic. You can't discipline your kid in public. That's called being soft. Your kid knows he can push and push and push because you let him. Stop whining and parent. Everyone else watching is not the problem. Until CPS comes knocking at your door.
You gotta step up to the plate. And, I mean, I'll share a quick story, but I was fighting with my mom when I was a teenager. And she kicked me out of the car. She said, get out, walk home.
How far from the house?
We were a mile, but we were on the other side of the busiest intersection that our road is attached to. So I'm on the other side, and I'm like, so I'm going to die. It's pitch black. And I'm like,
oh, it was dark outside?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, your mom.
And I was like, so I'm going to die.
Oh, God, how quick did she turn around and come get you?
She did turn around and come get me, but
she so badly wanted to hold the line.
I mean, it would have been smarter for her to drop me off on the other side of the intersection, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. We all make choices. But she threw me out of the car. She said, get out.
Yeah. Okay. And as soon as she drove off, she's like, oh, my God, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Like the worst and like so annoying.
Oh, having kids sounds so fun. I know. Thanks, guys, for all the messages on this one this morning. And, you know, to the mom who wrote in the anonymous message, people agree with what you're saying. I can't comment too much because I'm not a parent. But there's got to be a little accountability. You can't just blame society. Like Rick said, everyone else watching isn't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
Wake up to PXY. XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PX
43 for the high today. It's Peaks White Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Can we talk about just the small tech things that have actually changed your life? Not big expensive gadgets, but I'm talking about the little things you didn't know would matter, and now you can't seem to live without them.
No, it's like crazy because I had a goal for 2026. I have a goal for 2026. We're 8 days in. I'm like, I achieved it. Start the new year.
Done.
I'm like, absolutely done and dusted. So I have a goal for 2026 to be on my phone less. And not just like be on my phone less, because that's a really hard thing to say when I'm working on my phone like 90% of the time. Like I'm doing stuff for the show. I'm posting, you know, this. I'm editing a video for that. Like I'm just doing a lot. But when it comes to doom scrolling and just like opening Instagram, putting your phone down, picking your phone back up, opening Instagram or closing out of Instagram and then just going right back to it.
I did that last night. I closed it, picked it back up, opened it back up. No, like, what am I doing?
What are we doing here? It's insane. So I was like, I really want to make a conscious effort to not do that this year. Like, I really want to have something. And there are things that you can put in place of like, oh, you've reached your screen time. But every time it comes up, I just like bypass it. So last year I talked about potentially getting a brick for Christmas and I actually got it and I've been using it right before bed. And sometimes after we get off the air, like I'll brick my phone and I'll just crank out the podcast and I'll crank out the things that I need to do.
I have been seeing a lot of ads pop up for the brick on Instagram for those who actually don't know what it is.
Yeah. So the brick is like this small little, here, let me show you. It's like a small plastic box. Like literally fits in the palm of my hand. And it's something that is blocking out all of the apps that you choose. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, like you can choose the apps. Like if you have a addiction to your email and you can't stop checking your email and you want to just step away, you can put your Gmail on there. You can put anything.
Really. Anything. So basically it's going to break your phone addiction by just locking you out of these apps.
And I told my mom about it and she was like, it's not going to work. Like, it's not going to work. Like, you're going to, like, this is just such a waste of money, blah, blah, blah. But it really does because I brick my phone and then my brick's, like, in a completely different room. Like, it's not like I can, like, run back. Like, if I brick my phone and leave the house, like, I'm done. Like, I literally can't go on Instagram.
Really?
Yes.
So, it's like a phone charger. You got to place your phone up to it to unlock it.
Yeah, you just tap. Every time you want to lock it, every time you want to unlock it, you physically have to touch the brick.
How much is it?
It's like $50, I think.
I don't know. And I don't know if I want it.
Why?
I don't know. Let's talk about this for a second. Last year we went on and we looked at our phones and we're seeing how often we're on our phone and what the average screen time was. Yeah. You got up to almost 10 hours in one day.
No, it was disgusting.
What is it at now?
To be fair, I've only started using it this week, so I don't think it'll calibrate until the end of the week. But I'll share my stats of my brick with you. So, like, I have, like, an activity tab of, like, how long I've been bricked in any given day. And yesterday and today, I was bricked for, I mean, granted, I'm doing it before bed, so we need to take that into consideration. But I was bricked for, like, 8.5 hours.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's while you were sleeping. Great.
No, I'm crushing it.
I mean, guys, is there any gadgets or anything that you've been using that has kind of helped you break your phone addiction? Or just not even regarding your phone, is there anything that's helped make your life a little bit easier? 585-252-9800. Because I got this great message that came in from Lindsay that said, my dad got so sick of me sleeping through my alarm, he bought me one of those alarm clocks with wheels that rolls off the nightstand, takes off across the room, so I'm forced to get out of bed and chase it to shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those.
And what I like about what I like the routine that I'm in right now is like I'm bricking before bed and I'm not unbricking until I get to work. I just keep it in my bag. Like, I just keep, because like, one of the big things I wanted to get away from was waking up, immediately going to my phone and scrolling on Instagram the first thing I do when I wake up.
Right.
So, I don't know. I really been liking it. You can also brick your text messages. So, like, if I want to go to bed and I don't want to be distracted, like, your text won't come in until you unbrick.
And you do feel like it's 100% working. You feel like you're having the urge to pick up your phone less.
I do, because, like, I've been doing it the last 3 days, right? And I've been going for my phone and I'm like, wait, why are you even going for it? You can't really use the things that you're gonna go on and try and utilize. So I don't know. It's been an eye-opening journey, and I'm really hoping to keep integrating this into my routine. And I'm kind of using it as a game as well of like, how long can I stay bricked today? Like, how long can I go? Because there's a timer. There's like a clock that's like, you've been bricked for 8 hours. You
challenge yourself. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's really all about. 2026 is all about less stress and less noise.
Period. So I'm happy with it. So to my mom, who's like, it's literally not going to work, I'm doing my best.
I think this is going to be a really nice gift for the loved ones in my life. You know, I can only buy so many shake weights. You know what I mean?
No, fully.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We have a gentleman by the name of James who's on the line. He just wanted to take some time to share his experience of what it was like for him growing up on the spectrum and the things his parents missed or maybe even refused to do that he thinks could have helped him thrive in the long run. And maybe some people listening this morning could relate or have a similar story. But he reached out to hopefully give other parents some perspective, maybe avoid some of the same mistakes he says his parents made. Mm-hmm. Let me get him on the phone with us. Hey, James, are you there?
Hi, yes, this is James.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Talk to us, man. Tell us your story. Thanks for coming on with us.
I'm good. Thanks. It's nice to speak with you, and thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
So I'm autistic. I don't know how similar my story is to other people, but I think it's important to share so, you know, maybe other parents hear this. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, my parents never got me tested.
Okay.
For autism. They didn't, they didn't believe in therapy or meds or anything like that. They just kind of brushed it all under the rug. Told me I was fine or told me I was imagining things, that I needed to just toughen up.
Okay.
And that was my dad's advice, toughen up.
Right.
I could have been hit by a car. And he probably would have told me, just toughen up. And then he would call 911.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds.
Call 911.
It sounds like a lot of dads, old school. Sure, yeah. toughen up, throw old some school. Dirt on it.
For sure. And now I'm in my 40s, and I can't help thinking how different my life could have been had they gotten me tested, had I gone through some different hoops. I could have had help, you know, learning how to navigate the world, support my struggles, strategies to cope, all these things that are in place now that kind of weren't around, and different attitudes.
What areas of your life do you feel like you struggle in the most now?
Oh, everything. I mean, socially, job-wise, romantically, everything. I think everything.
Okay.
Really. But so instead of that, I spent all those years thinking, you know, something's wrong with me, when I think I really just needed understanding. It's not that I hate my parents. I don't hate them. And they did what they could do, I think, at the time. Mm-hmm. I'll take a sip of water. But there's definitely some resentment there.
Like
my parents.
If you had known sooner, your life maybe would have been a little different.
I can't help not think that.
Yeah.
And it's not about them being bad people, but about the things I didn't get.
Well, you probably would have rather had them take a different approach instead of tell you to toughen up.
I mean, there's a lot of parents that are like, don't believe in like anxiety, OCD, like just because they're not accustomed to it and they don't understand it, they automatically chalk it up to like, no, you're just weird. And like, obviously your kid is struggling. And just because you don't believe in something or you don't understand something doesn't mean that you can sit there and be like, yeah, it's not real. No, it's real. It's just, you just don't get it.
Your parents, James, were against meds. Were you doing any of that?
Oh, no, no, none of that. No,
they were against
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, yes, they were.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, and it just feels like it was not a thing that was taken seriously.
Have you met other people with autism that had a different upbringing than you that you, like, envy?
Yeah, and to be honest, those people really helped me a lot. They helped me, they helped me talk about what I'm talking about right now. The way that they are... You know, it's like, this is what I am, and it's kind of okay.
Right.
And I felt like they were listened to earlier, and they were taken seriously. Mm-hmm. And I felt like if I had been taken seriously, I might be in a better place right now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, James, what's your relationship with your parents like now?
It's okay. It's I'm a little bit happier now. And I've, because of certain things, certain steps that I've taken, if it had been different, I would have had a chance to really thrive instead of just now. I'm kind of stumbling along. I'm trying to figure things out.
No, of course.
On my own.
Yeah.
On my own. I'm better now, or at least happier now than now that I truly know what my struggles are.
Mm-hmm.
But even after I was diagnosed, my parents were still in denial. That I was on the spectrum.
Do you think there's still like a stigma around testing because people fear?
Because you're like also
labels.
Also because you're older. You know what I mean? So it's like you've lived your whole life not knowing. So like, why do you have to know now? Type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's wrapped in such in so much behavior, and these things that they don't. It's not. It's just like, oh, this is a thing. This is a phase. This is a thing that'll pass.
Yeah.
And, you know, just don't be those parents. Please don't be those parents. I think it's important to get kids tested just in case. I mean, what harm could it do? Just in case you have, you know, if there's any inkling that they might be on the spectrum, because the earlier you understand these things, the earlier you can get help, the earlier you can give them, you know, those tools that they need to succeed.
Because your parents were very much against the idea of getting you tested or meds or anything like that.
Yeah, and it's not spoiling them or labeling them, but giving them a label.
This is a test of the Rochester, New York Emergency Alert System. In the event of an actual emergency, this system would bring you important information. This test of the Emergency Alert System is now concluded.
Of course, James. Have a great day, man. We're going to be in touch with you, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, James. Thanks. Good guy.
Good guy, indeed.
I like that he took the time this morning, come on, tell us his background, what he was up against. Because if a parent listening right now, they have that gut feeling something might be going on with their child, I think the message this morning, especially from James, is, you know, maybe get them tested.
Use this as your sign. Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Things are different now than they used to be, clearly.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are weighing in right now on the text line when it comes to that. They're saying, you know, I'm a teacher and I wanted to share my perspective on testing with autism. As a teacher, I cannot diagnose nor hint at a student potentially being on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I share data and observations, but when parents do finally get on board, it takes a long time to get into a place that will even test your child, let alone diagnose your child. The wait list is up to a year long, and schools can sometimes be in a tough spot when they maybe can't test or diagnose, depending on what staff they have in the building.
Which is very unfortunate for the child.
I agree.
I mean, that sucks. Ashley says, I can't believe, you know, that parents still ignore it. Not all. Some do. These are her words. But my sister went undiagnosed until her 30s. And I just don't think certain signs should be ignored. There's more to, like James's parents said, it's not about toughening up. Thank you guys for talking about this on your show. Bev says, this hits me in the heart because I saw my nephew struggle for years and my sister kept brushing it off. I think there are some people that are in denial because they don't want to label their kids, but getting the help sooner than later is the best thing you can do for them. Mm-hmm. Thanks to James for sharing his story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for weighing in this morning. I think hearing James talk about his story, though, makes people realize how common this is, you know, yep. And just not waiting to pay attention. A little awareness now can maybe save years of struggle later on. Thank you guys so much. We're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music.